Is that we recording? Okay, so we're on Daf Pei this evening. So if you remember yesterday's Daf, we said that if most of the tzibur are tamei, so then they bring the Korban Pesach in a state of tumah. That was clear. And then we said, what if exactly half of the tzibur is tamei? So let's say for hypothetical purposes, if there are 100 Jews of the whole Tzibur and 50 are Tameh and 50 are Tahor, what takes place? So we had Chiluke Shita with that, but Rav Shita was, and this was on Ayin Ted and Aleph, three lines from the bottom, he said that each one is considered to be a Rov, and therefore the Tahor people bring on Pesach Rishon by themselves, and the Tameh people bring on Pesach Rishon by themselves. And there was some of the Shitot, but the Rishi the Rav is the one I focus on. And then on Ayin Ted and Beis, again, three lines from the bottom, there was a Braisa that said exactly the same thing. All right, now let's go back to Pei Amud Aleph. If you remember in yesterday's daf, Yosef asked me, why can't we just be metame one person and make it a rove? And so it's going to be the topic of today's daf. So ignore what I said yesterday, and we'll see what the Gemara says here today. So on Pei Amud Aleph,
What would the advantage of that be?
So the advantage would be that every we'll see in a minute. Just wait. We'll see in a minute. Okay. So,
When everyone's coming, they could all bring it together.
all right. That's correct. But let's just wait. Okay. So we're on Ayin Ted and Aleph, 10 lines down. So Itmar, Hayu Yisrael Mechset Torah and Mechset Mayan. So if Klal Yisrael was divided half and half, he says Amar Rav Mitamin Echad Mehem B'Sheretz. So Rav says that we'll make one of the Tahor people Tameh through Tumat Sheretz. Now this Gemara takes it, Tumat Sheretz is sort of like under the general rubric of Tmei Meit. That's the way the Gemara takes it, and we discussed this yesterday as well. So the people who wouldn't have any heter to bring Betumah would be Mitzrayim and Zavin, but Tumat Sheretz is similar to Tmei Meit. In other words, by the Zavin and the Mitzaras, it comes from the person themselves. And here, you just touch something and you become Tmei Meit or Tmei Sheretz. So he says here, so the Gemara asks, why do we need to make somebody Tameh? Let the Tahor people do their thing, the Tameh people do their thing, and everybody will be fine. It's a little bit like your question, Michael. The Ha'amar Rav, because Rav said, that if it's half and half, each group will do, they'll have the Tahor session and the Tameh session. Everybody will be good. So Amri, so they said, or they wanted to say, that what Rav was talking about is that there's already one more Tameh person than Tahor. So that we're talking about a situation where we have, let's say, 51 Tameh people and 50 Tahor people. That's what we have, 51 Tameh and 50 Tahor. And so Rav is saying we're going to make one person more Tameh. So the Gemara says, but if that's the case, I don't need to make somebody else more Tameh. I already have 51 Tameh, 50 Tahor. So everybody should then bring in a state of Tumah. So Na'avdu Kulu B'Tumah. So the Gemara says, Savar lo k'Rav Elazar ben Matthya, that Rav holds like Rav Elazar ben Matthya, and we're on Pei Amud Aleph, around 20 lines down, ADA, around 20 lines down. So he says, Savar lo k'Rav Elazar ben Matthya, de'amar eni yachid machriya le'tzibur le'tumah. Rav holds like Rav Elazar ben Matthya, holds that one person is not enough to be machriya le'tzibur for tumah. So that if I have 51 Tameim and 50 Tahorim, so each one would do separately. But if I have to do 52, then, or 52, and now it would be 52 and presumably, or let's say it's 52 and 50. So now that everybody would do Betuma. So Ihachi Hadar Kush and Leduchta. So if that's the case with 51 and 50, that they can't join together, so what's so bad? Now let each one do separately. Why does Rav say, what's the advantage of having one more Tame? Skin your question, Michael. So the Gemara says, Elahachi Kamor. So the Gemara is retracting what it said initially, and we're going back to 50 and 50. Elahachi Kamor, Ii Katana the Sabalor Katana Kama, Damar Palgu Palga, Lo Abdi Kula Batuma. If there's a Tana, Rav is saying, if you hold like the Tana, who holds that 50-50 everybody doesn't do betuma. Everybody's separate. And v'savrala k'rabbi Yehuda da amar ein korban sibur chaluk. And if that Tana would hold that ein korban sibur chaluk, I can't have the korban sibur divided into two different groups. He says mitamin echad mehen b'sheretz. So then, and under those circumstances, if you hold by all those shitot, and it was 50-50, and you hold that the korban sibur can't be chaluk, so it means nobody could go forward and bring the korban pesach if it's divided up. So the eitzah is to make somebody tameh, and then everybody could be one group because if it's chaluk, you can't go forward. So that's the answer. Let me just repeat again what we did so far, okay? So Rav had a halacha, and we weren't too clear on what he was saying. Rav said it was mechsa al mechsa, exactly, if Klal Yisrael is divided 50-50. If there are 100 Jews and 50 are Tameim and 50 are Tahorim, so Rav says we have to make one more person Tameh. So the Gemara says, what's the advantage of making one person Tameh? So the end of the sugya is that if the Tana holds, Rav is saying, if the Tana holds that 50-50, that they can't all do betuma. In other words, 50-50 tame is not considered to. In other words, you can't do betuma if it's 50-50. They all can't do it in betuma, and he also holds like the Tana Rabbi Yehuda that a korban sibur can't be chaluk, and the korban pesach's a korban sibur can't be divided up. So the only eitza is to make one more person tame, and then everybody will do betuma. That's basically what he's saying. Okay, let me just pause for a second. What do you got for me, Fern? What's up?
So who's the guy who's going to be Metame himself? Or
I don't know.
Who's
don't
the kapara
know.
Here?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, the word you mean. Who's the kapara handle? I don't know. I don't know what to say. Yeah, that's what you meant. Okay, I don't know what to say with that. Okay, all right. Let me go further in the Gemara. Let me just finish this section, then we'll see where we are. So we're around 15 lines above where it gets wide. That's for you, Charles. Okay, pay Amar with ADA around 15 lines above where it gets wide. Okay, so the now Ba'ula Amar. Ula says, in that circumstance, Mishalchin Echame and the Derek Rechoka. So Ula says, I have a better idea. Instead of being Mitami somebody, like your friend saying, we'll send somebody on a trip. In other words, like if he's Bederek Rechoka, you take one of the Tahor people and you send him Bederek Rechoka. And we'll see the Gemara actually later on talks about what Derek Rechoka is. And according to one opinion, Derek Rechoka just means you're outside the base of Mikdash. But you send him Bederek Rechoka. He says, so we'll be good that way. So the Gemara says, V'tamenu b'sheretz. So why does Ula have to say that? Why can't we say that we'll make the person, the tower person with Tame with the sheretz? So he says, Kesavar, Shokhtin, Zorkin, Al Tame Sheretz. Because he, Ula, holds that we would shech the Korban Pesach and do Zrika for the Korban Pesach for a person who is Tamei Sheretz. If a person is Tamei Sheretz, it means he came into contact with his dead Sheretz, let's say a dead rodent, but that night it's only a Tumas Erev. He's only Tamei for one day. He just has to go to the mikveh that day, and by night he'll be in good shape for the Korban Pesach. So Ula holds, if you're a Tamei Sheretz, that's no impediment to bringing the Korban Pesach. He says, so the Gemara says, be tamenu b'meit. What's wrong with making him tame through a tame mate? Why does he say that, you know, you want to send him on the trip? What's wrong with tame mate? So matcheiwato mechagigato. If you make him tame mate, he won't be able to bring his korban chagiga on the 15th of the first day of Yantiv. Everybody's been to bring a korban chagiga. So the Gemara says hashanami matcheiwato pischo. But if you're metame him, now you're going to keep him away from bringing his korban pesach. So the Gemara says, Efshar da Avid b'sheni. He'll be able to bring it on Pesach sheni. So b'meit nami Efshar da Avid b'shvi. So, but if even if he's tamei made, he could bring his korban chagiga on the seventh day of Pesach. The Habalei Shmini Shilo, because that will be his eighth day. So the Gemara says, Ksavar Ula, Kulu Teshlum Derishon Ninhu. So Ula holds that when it comes to the Chagiga, that, in other words, the Torah teaches me that I have 7 days to make up the Chagiga. I have to bring the Chagiga on the first day Yantiv, but if I didn't bring the Chagiga on the first day Yantiv, I could bring it on any day of Yantiv. But Ula holds that's only if I was an eligible candidate on the first day of Yantiv. If I wasn't eligible to bring it on the first day of Yantiv, then I can't bring it up. So even though now he's the Tamei Mate, So we're concerned that he won't be able to bring the chagiga. According to Ula, he won't be able to bring the chagiga because he's tamei made. And even though he'll be tahor by the seventh day of Pesach, because he's tamei made on Erev Pesach. So by the eight days later, on the seventh day of Pesach, he'll be tahor, but he still won't be able to bring his chagiga because on the first day of Yontiv, he wasn't able to do it. He says, the chazi berishon chazi bekulo. If a person's ru'i to bring on the first day, he's ru'i to bring on any of the days. V'chol heichad lo chazi berishon lo chazi bekulo. If he can't bring it on in the first day, he can't bring it on any day. Let's go slowly with this, and I'll pause in just one line, okay? So again, let's go back. So Ula says, so we had a situation where everything is mechza al mechza. So Rav holds we're going to make one of the Tahor people Tame. So Ula says we're going to take one of the Tahor people, send him on a trip. So the Gemara says, why have sent him on a trip? Let me make him a Tamei Sheretz. So because Ula holds that a Tamei Sheretz, I could bring the Korban Pesach of a Tamei Sheretz. That doesn't accomplish anything, what I want to accomplish. So then why doesn't Ula say that we'll be Matame him with a mate? We'll make him a Tamei mate. So the Gemara says, so you'll keep him away from bringing the Korban Chagiga. In other words, if he's Tamei made, he won't be able to bring the Korban Chagiga. So the Gemara says, even with this, you're keeping away from the Pesach. Now, I don't know, it just occurs to me now, it says keeping away from the Pesach, just one second, from his Pesach, I'm sorry. In other words, when you send him Bederek Rechoka, you were keeping away from his Pesach. That's what I'm sorry. I didn't explain right. In other words, Ula's Eitza is we're going to send him on a trip, so he won't be able to bring the Pesach. Why don't we make him Tamei Meit? Which is in essence what Rav says. So Ula doesn't like that because you can prevent him from being his Korban Chagiga. So Hashanami, but now the way Ula says, Manchiv Tami Pischo, when I send him on a Derech Choka, I'm keeping away from the Korban Pesach. So in other words, Ula says, send him on a trip. So that'll take him out of the equation. But so he won't be able to bring the Pesach. But so he says, but why can't we be Matami him with Tamei Mate? Because now you're going to keep him away from being the Chagiga. So then the Gemara says, but with the Pesach, he'll be able to bring it on Pesach Sheni. So he's okay sending him away on the trip. He says, but with the Chagiga, we figure he'll also be Tahor. He'll be able to bring it on the second, on the seventh day of Pesach. So the Gemara says, Ula holds that no, if you're not ruhi to bring on the first day, you're not ruhi to bring on the seventh day. So in Achinami, if we make him a Tamei mate, like Rav says, so we'll help the general equation, you know, with the tzibur, but you're going to block him from bringing his korban chagiga. So we don't want to make anybody tamei made. Well, the better eitza, according to Ula, is to send him on a trip, and that'll keep him away from the Pesach. But he'll be able to bring his chagiga, and the Pesach will bring on Pesach Sheni. Just do two more lines, and we'll pause. He says, Amar Luhu Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said to the Tamidim who were there, Zilu Imru Leila Ula. Go say to Ula, Man Saich Da'akar Sichim Umashkane Verahid. Who's going to listen to you to like pull up his stakes and his tent? In other words, you want to tell somebody to go on a trip, take a hike. Who's going to listen to do something like that? He says, okay, so I think that's that piece. Okay, so again, let's just summarize this little
Erev Pesach, you send him away from his family.
Yeah. Okay, let's
depends just, if it's a Gebrachts program, a non Gebrachts.
All right, so let's just get a brief review and then we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay, so the idea was we spoke about, Rav talked about if half the Tzibur is Tameh, half the Tzibur is Tahor. That was the, then Rav said that we're going to be Metameh one of the people. So we said, why do we have to be Metameh one of the people? So it came out in the end that if you hold that half and half, so neither one can make the Korban Pesach together, and you also hold that the Korban Pesach can't be chaluk. The Korban Tzibur can't be divided into two groups. If I hold like both of those shitot, so then Rav says, then the Eitzah is to be Metame, one of the Tahor people. Then the Rov will be Temeim, and everybody will make Betuma. That's what Rav's Eitzah was. And then Ula says, I don't think it's a good Eitzah to make somebody Temei made, because you make somebody Temei made, you're blocking him off from bringing his Korban Chagiga. So even though he'll be able to bring the Korban Pesach, he won't be able to bring the Korban Chagiga. So the people who are already Tamei Metim, that's just the way the chips fall. But I don't want to create a situation where somebody can't bring his Korban Chagiga. I think Ula says the better Eitzah is to send him a, take a hike, and then he won't be able to bring the Korban Pesach, but the Chagiga he'll be able to bring, because he can bring the Chagiga, you know, through the seventh day of Pesach, he'll be able to bring it. Okay, that's the Machloket. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far?
So the bottom line here is that while you have a Pesach Sheni, you don't get a Chagiga Shnia.
Yeah, that's definitely the case. All right. Well, any other thoughts, comments, questions?
Why? In other words, what is it? The Pesach is so much more important.
Well, it's very unusual that Bechlal that you even have a Pesach Sheni. If you remember in the Torah, the people said, you know, they were Tmei Menachtu Tmei Lenefesh Dam.
They asked for it, right?
Why? You're right. I mean, there's a piece. I remember of Konigsberg in one of his pieces of Torah, he speaks about it. In other words, like they are Bedafka. They said Lama Nigra, and like the mitzvah is only given after they say, why should we, you know, be limited? But the simple shot you would say is that the Korban Pesach is an unusual korban, right? It's the only one where you're chayv karet, you know, the Tolim Mitzvah 2S says you don't fulfill it, you're chayv karet. So it's obviously in a different getter than all the other korbanot, right?
In other words, so then the guy who's being sent out, if he misses Pesach Sheni in order to make the Pesach Rishon work for the group, he may be chayv karet.
So again, you're only chayv karet if you were mechuyev and you didn't bring it. I mean, he was tamei on Pesach Rishon, so he's not chayv karet for that. So I don't know if he doesn't bring in Pesach Sheni whether it'll be chayv karet or not. I have to.
Is there a chayv karet if you miss Pesach Sheni?
I don't know. I have to look. That I have to look into. I'm not sure. Okay. All right. All right. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? All right. Let's move on. So we're on Payam and Aleph, ADA. We're 5 lines above where it gets wide. Okay, everybody with us? Okay, so it says Itmar Hayu Ruben Zavin Umiyotan Tmei Metim. Now let's say you have Klal Yisrael. Again, we have our 100 Jews. Let's say 80 of them are Zavim, which are also Tmeim. There is still also an Avatuma, but there's no dispensation to bring the Korban Pesach in a state of Tuma if you're a Zav. So 80 of them are Zavim and 20 of them are Tmei Metim. He says,
wait,
just wait till I pause, okay? Okay, a Zav is somebody, he's a male, he's got a flow coming out of him. They usually translate like gonorrhea. I don't know if it's gonorrhea, but it's the type, it's not semen, something else is coming out of him, and he's Tame, okay? So he says, Itmar, don't you have an English art school in front of you, Ruth? Okay, so I'm sure they explain it there. Look in the back. No, they don't explain.
Yeah, we have urologists on staff tonight.
All right. I don't know. Okay. All right. Now, the Gemara says, Itmar, Hayu Ruban Zavin Umiyotan Tmei Metim. Let's say most of the clients were Zavin and Amiyot was Tmei Metim. In my example, 80 Zavim, 20 Tmei Metim. Amarav, Otan Tmei Metim, Enosin Loberishon Velobesheni. So Rav says the people were Tmei Met, they can't bring Pesach Rishon and they can't bring Pesach Sheni. Neither one. He says, Rishon lo avdi dehavu miyuta. They can't bring Pesach Rishon because they're a miyut. In other words, it's only if the rov of the tzibur are tmei meit, they can bring a Pesach Rishon. Here, the rov tzibur is not tmei meit, so they can't bring a Pesach Rishon. He says, umiyuta lo avdi b'rishon. B'sheni nami lo avdi, and they can't bring it on Pesach Sheni either. He says, kol hecha da avdi tzibur b'rishon, avid yachid b'sheni. If the Tahorim bring on Pesach Rishon, then the Tmeim can bring on Pesach Sheni. He says, Kol Heich Lo Avdi Tzibur B'Rishon, with the Tzibur, the Tahorim aren't bringing on Pesach Rishon. He says, Lo Avid Yachid B'Sheni. So the Yechidim can't bring on Pesach Sheni. So this would be an example where nobody would bring Korban Pesach that year, and it would be Al Pi Halacha. It's like one of those, like a Jewish press quiz question, you know. How can you have a situation where the Beis HaMikdash is standing and nobody, and you know, everybody's Shomer Mitzvot, but nobody brings on Pesach Rishon and nobody brings on Pesach Sheni? He says,
why can't they bring Pesach Sheni? The Zavim can bring Pesach Sheni.
Again, give me 5 lines. I'll pause and I'll explain. Okay. Okay. Now the first wide line again. Amar Lehu Shmuel. Shmuel said to the Talmidim, Zilu Imru Leila Abba, go tell Rav V'yasu b'nei Yisrael pasach b'moado. The pasuk says that Klal Yisrael, this is in Balotcha, should observe the Korban Pesach b'moado in its appointed time. So my avadle. So in other words, how can you be oker according to Shmuel when nobody makes Pesach Rishon? So it's got to be. So according to Shmuel, the Tmei Meitim will bring on Pesach Rishon, even though they're a miut. So Amar Lahu, so Rav said back to the Talmidim when they told him that, Zilu Imrule, go tell Shmuel, Ki Havu Kulu Zavin Mayavaritle, what if everybody was Zavin? Would you say that they bring Pesach Rishon? No, because you can't, no, there's no heter to bring, if you're a Zav, to bring Pesach Rishon. He says, El Kaven Lo Efshar Lo Efshar. So in that situation, there's no possibility, so you wouldn't do Pesach Rishon. Hachanami Lo Efshar. Here too, it's not possible. Okay, let me just review, then I'll come to you, Yosef, okay? So again, so we have the case where most of the Sibur are on the Pesach Rishon are Zavim. A Zav is a person, he has a flow coming out of him, and he's Tamei. Okay, so most of the Klal Yisrael are Zavim, and Amid are Tamei Meitim. So they're all Tameim in essence, but different types of Tumah. But the only Heter to bring Betumah is for Tamei Meitim. But that's only when the Mov Letzibur are Tamei Meitim. So Rav says that the Tamei Meitim can't bring on Pesach Rishon, because they're not Rov Letzibur. So they're not going to bring on Pesach Rishon. And according to Rav, nobody's going to bring on Pesach Rishon. And he says they can't bring on Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is only available if the Tohorim brought on Pesach Rishon. If the Tohorim don't bring on Pesach Rishon, then the people who were Tamei can't bring on Pesach Sheni. So Rav holds that nobody brings on Pesach Rishon. Nobody's going to bring on Pesach Sheni. That's Rav
Shita. Catch 22.
Okay, please, we got the idea. Just 1 second, okay? So that's the way Rav holds. Then Shmuel says that indeed the Tamei Meitim will bring on Pesach Rishon. The Torah says, V'yasu b'nei Yisrael pasach b'moado, that Klal Yisrael should observe the Pesach b'moado in its appointed time. So under these unusual circumstances, Shmuel holds that Tmei Meitim, even though they're a miut of the Kahal, but that's all we have, you know, with the Jewish people that could bring on Pesach Rishon, they're going to bring on Pesach Rishon. And that's the way Shmuel holds. Okay. And Rav says, no, it's just tough luck. Okay. Now let me come to you, Yosef. Then I'll take everybody else. Okay. What do you got for me, Yosef?
No, I got it.
You okay? Okay.
I just have a different question. So Shmuel holds there can never be a time when you have no Pesach, Korban Pesach?
No.
You always have to have a Korban Pesach?
Well, no. Let's say everybody's Zavim. So that's what Rav said to him. Let's say the whole Tzibur, 100 people were Zavim. So would you say bring on Pesach Rishon? No, you can't bring on Pesach Rishon. A Zav has no heter to bring on Pesach Rishon. So Shmuel would agree in that case. Nobody would bring on Pesach Rishon, and presumably nobody would bring on Pesach Sheni either.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay. All right, Ruth, what do you want? Ruth? Unmute.
Okay, you answered my question. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Any other questions? Gonorrhea. That's how it's called.
Well, they translate it that way. I don't know if it actually is, but all right. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? All right. Let me move on. Okay. And again, I'll pause periodically. Try not to interrupt in the middle. Okay. And I'll pause in another 20 lines. All right. All right. Let's take a look back in the Gemara. Let's take a look. Okay. We're on the fourth wide line on Payam and Aleph. Okay. Payam and Aleph, ADA. The fourth wide line. Okay, Fern has a special book there. Okay, so Itmar, Hayu Ruban Tmei Meitim, Umiotan Zavim. Let's say Rove of Klal Yisrael, again, you have 100 Jews, as all of Klal Yisrael, 80 are Tmei Meit, and 20 are Zavim. So he says, Rav Huna Amar, Ein Tashlumin, Lepesach Ababatuma. So Rav Huna says, there's no Tashlumin when the Pesach Rishon is brought in a state of Tumah. In other words, the Tashlumin is only when the Pesach Rishon is brought in a state of Tahara. But in a state of Tumah, it's not. So there's only going to be one Korban Pesach that year, and then Tmei Meitim will bring. And the people who were Zavim, maybe they're Tohorim by Pesach Sheni, they won't be able to bring the Korban Pesach and Pesach Sheni, because that was Korban Pesach that came Betumah. Rav Ada Bar Abba Amar, Yesh Tashlumin, the Pesach Abba Betumah. Rav Ada Bar Abba says, no, there is Tashlumin. If the Korban Pesach was brought Betumah, there could be Tashlumin. Let's see. So the Gemara says, Name it Bahak Kemiflagi. Should we say the point of dispute between between Rav Huna and Rav Ada Bar Ava is as follows. Demanda Amar in Teshlum de Pesach Baba Tuma. The first opinion Rav Huna holds is no Teshlumin. Savar Tuma de Chuyahi Bet Sibur. He says, Tuma is de Chuyahi Bet Sibur, meaning like when we're only going to let you do the minimum. In other words, Tuma de Chuyahi Bet Sibur. In other words, you have Tuma, you're bringing a state of Tuma. That's all we're going to let you do. In other words, Tuma de Chuyahi Bet Sibur. That's it. He says, Umandamar Yesh Tashlumin Pesach HaBa B'Tuma, the one who says that you do have Tashlumin, Ksavar Tuma Hutra B'Tzibur. If it's Tuma Hutra B'Tzibur, we think the Pshat is that we view you as being like Tahorim now. Tuma Hutra, you have a green light to bring B'Tuma. So like you, Tameim, are like Tahorim. Now, we'll see Tosos in a minute. Tosos says that the way the Gemara understands the Pasuk, it says, Ish Ish Kiyah Tamei L'Nefesh. If a person is Tamei L'Nefesh, the way the Gemara initially understands it, it means if the Tzibur is Tahor, then Yechidim who are Tameim could bring on Pesach Sheni. If the Tzibur is Tahor, Yechidim who are Tameim could bring on Pesach Sheni. So here we have a Tzibur that's Tameim and Pesach Rishon. So if I say Tuma Dehuyehi B'Tzibur, that it's just, you know, whatever you want to minimize as the violations as little as possible. So we're only going to let those Tameim bring it. And that's it. And we don't view them as Tahorim or anything like that. And there's nobody in Pesach Sheni. If I say Tuma Hutra B'Tzibur, you have a green light to go ahead. It's like, you know, open the doors to the Tameim. So then we view the Tameim as Tahorim. That's what we think. And then the people who are the Zavin can bring on Pesach Sheni. And again, it assumes that the Zav is not a Zav by Pesach Sheni anymore. Otherwise, he can't bring it. In other words, remember, it has to be, you have to be able to eat the Korban Pesach. Okay, that's what we think is going. Now, let's just see for a minute, and then I'll pause in a few lines, okay? So the Gemara says on the bottom line, Amri lo. So they said, no. Dekuli ama tuma dechuyi betzibur. Everybody holds that tuma is dechuyi betzibur. Uvahapligi, the machlokas follows, Mar Savar, turn page, Tara Midchia Tuma lo midchia. One holds that that tahara is going to push if the people are tahorim, it'll push the tameim people to the Pesach Sheni. Tuma lo midchia. Umar savar afilu tuma nami midchia. That even if they're tameim, they'll push it off. Okay, wait. Let me just do Tosfos and then we'll take questions. Let's do the bottom Tosfos on Peyam and Aleph. Okay, everybody turn to Peyam and Aleph 88, the last Tosfos. Lein b'hakim iflegi. Umar savar tuma dehuya. Umar savar tuma dehutra. Hashta, so in the Havamina, Hashta the Kuliyama, Tara Midchia. So in the Havamina, everybody holds that if it's the first Korban Pesach in the state of Tahara, it pushes the Tameim to the Pesach Sheni. He says, Velo Tuma, the Ishkia Tamei Mashma, the Ish Labado Tamei, but Tzibur Tahorim. In other words, Ish Ishkia Tamei, if an individual is Tamei, but the Tzibur is Tahor, then the Ish, he brings on Pesach Sheni. He says, Uman de Savar Tuma Hutra Mikru Shapir Tahorim. So the one who holds Tuma Hutra, yeah, they're objectively Tameim, but we view them as being Tahorim, because Tuma Hutra B'Tzibur. In other words, like we treat it like the Tahorim, so then you could bring in Pesach Sheni. Umasik, the Gemara concludes, the Kuli Alma Dechuya. Everybody holds Dechuya. Mar Savar Tara Midchia, Kidifrishit. So in the Maskana, the understanding of the Pasuk is different. In the Maskana, one opinion holds, in Achinami, the deek we made from the Pasuk is correct, that only when the Tzibur is Tahor, then Yechidim bring on Pesach Sheni. Umar Savar, Tumaman Milchia, Ukramash Mahachi, Ish Nidchevi, and Tzibur Nidachim, El Abdi Bein Betara, Bein Betuma. So Ish Ishkia Tameh doesn't mean that the Korban Pesach is Bedavka Betara. Korban Pesach could even be the state of Tuma. But the individuals who are Tameh and couldn't bring on Pesach Rishon, let's say they would like Zavim, they'll bring on Pesach Sheni. So let me just repeat once more, and then we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts, okay? So so again, the case in the Gemara is, I have 80 Tmeim, what was it, 80 Tmeim Meitim, and 20 Zavim, okay? So Rova the Tzibur Atame. So the question is, can the Zavim, the people who were Zavim on Pesach Rishon, can they bring on Pesach Sheni? So in the Hava Amina of the Gemara, I think that it's only when Pesach Sheni is in a state of Tahara, then you could bring in a state of Tuma on Pesach. The people who are Tame could bring on Pesach Sheni. But if everybody's in a state of Tuma, not. So the Gemara says that there's still a machloket between Rav Huna and Rav Ada Bar Ava. Rav Huna says, we think Tuma Dechuya B'Tzibur. So The people are tameim to bring it, so there's no option for Pesach Sheni. And Rav Ada Bar Abba says tumahutra b'tzibur. So even though the people are tameim, we view them as being tahorim, and they could bring a Pesach Sheni. That's what we thought. Then the Gemara says no. Everybody holds tumah dechuyahi b'tzibur. And in Achinam, we view the people as being tameim when they bring on Pesach Rishon. But the machloket is different. One opinion holds, like we said initially, the only time that Tameim could bring on Pesach Sheni, people were Tameim, in Pesach Sheni, is when it was Tahorim brought it. So Tahorim didn't bring it, they can't bring on Pesach Sheni. The other opinion says, no, that's not what the Pasuk means. Ishish ke Tameim, if an individual is Tameim, he brings on Pesach Sheni. The Tzibur could be Tameim or Tahor of Pesach Rishon, but the individual is Tameim, he brings on Pesach Sheni. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? What's up, Fern?
How does the chagiga figure in with the tuma? In other words, if there isn't enough and you need to have a chagiga also, and you're saying that tuma hutra b'tzibur,
so
they're bringing
Okay. So when the people are bringing in a state of tuma, they will not be able to bring the korban chagiga. So that's just it. You'll have to manage what you got. I don't know what else to say. Okay.
So the chagiga doesn't get schlepped with the Pesach in this regard.
No. Okay, any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay, let's go on. Okay, all right, we're on Payam and Bays, the second line. Okay, everybody with me? Okay, everybody mute. Okay, Ruth, you need to mute yourself, okay? So the Gemara says, Itmar, Hayushli Shitan Zavin, Ushli Shitan Tahorin, Ushli Shitan Tamei Meitim. Let's say 1/3 of Klai Yisrael are Zavim. Let's say we'll have 99 Jews, 33 are Zavim, 33 are Tahorim, and 33 are Tmeim Eitim. So if I just view it, people who are Tmeim, it's 66. You know, so, but we'll see. But of the Tmeim, some would be eligible, or we'll see in a minute. So he says, Amar Rebbe Mani Bar Patish, Otan Tmeim Eitim, the people who are Tmeim Eitim, Einon Osin Lo Ota Rishon, Velo Shasheni. He says, the people who are Tmeim Eitim, so can't do Pesach Rishon, and they can't do Pesach Sheni. That being a Tamei Mate is in an inferior position. But Rishon Lo Avdi, on Korban, the Rishon they can't do it. Higdilu Zavin Ala Tahorim Delo Avdi Betuma. So we're going to view the Tamei Matim as the minority. In other words, the Tamei Matim are going to be the minority because most of Klal Yisrael, i.e. the Zavim and the Tahorim, cannot bring it in a state of Tumah. The Zavim can never bring in Pesach Rishon in a state of Tumah, and the Tahorim certainly can't bring in a state of Tumah. So the Tmei Meitim we view as a minority, so they can't bring it on Pesach Rishon. They can only bring in Pesach Rishon if they're a majority. They're clearly not a majority. He says, Havalei Tmei Meitim Miuta, Umiuta Lo Avdi Berishon, B'sheni Lo Avdi. Now, the Tmei Meitim can also not bring it on Pesach Sheni. Why? Nitzarfu Zavim Tmei Meitim Delo Abdi Berishon. At that point, we're going to join the Zavim with Tmei Meitim as view them as people who couldn't bring on Pesach Rishon. The Zavim certainly couldn't bring on Pesach Rishon, and Tmei Meitim couldn't bring on Pesach Rishon. Havel Hu Ruba. At that point, they're all a rove. He says, "Veruba lo midchu the Pesach Sheni." The rove can't be pushed off the Pesach Sheni, so the Tmei Meitim would not be able to bring that year either on Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni. All right, who's got questions, comments, and thoughts, and anything I did so far?
Can you repeat this last case, please? The Tahorim bring it on Pesach Rishon, correct?
Right, correct. Okay, so again, Klal Yisrael is divided into three groups, 1/3, 1/3, 1/3. 1/3 are Zavim, 1/3 are Tahorim, and 1/3 are Tmei Meitim. So on Pesach Rishon, can we view the Tmei Meitim as Rov Tzibur? They're not Rov Tzibur because most of the Tzibur cannot bring it Betuma. The Zavim can never bring it in a state of Tuma, and the Tahorim certainly can't bring it in a state of Tuma. So they're a Miut, they can't bring it. Right, and then on Pesach Sheni, then we join them together with the Zavim. We view them as a rove of people who couldn't bring on Pesach Rishon, and we say that now they're a rove tzibur, and as a rove tzibur, they can't bring it on Pesach Sheni.
Thank you.
All right. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay, let's do the next Mishnah. We're on Payam Beis. Okay, now. Okay, so Manitin, HaPesach Shenizrak Demo v'charchach noda shehu tamei. Let's say you had a korban Pesach, the blood was sprinkled, zrikas dam, and then you find out that either the dam or the korban Pesach became tamei. Obviously, the korban Pesach would become tamei after shechita. So or either the korban Pesach became tamei, you know, you discover it after zrika that the korban Pesach is tamei, or you discover after zrika that the blood was tamei. Hatzitz meratzit. So the tzitz, as we discussed, is one of the begadim, the Kohen Gadol. It's this metal plate that he wears on his forehead. So that affects acceptance. In other words, that was a kosher korban Pesach. You can't eat that korban Pesach, but you were yotze, you're mitzvah of korban Pesach that year. He says, now, nitma haguf, let's say the ba'alim, the owners of the korban Pesach, they became tamei. In other words, tamei made him. Ein hatzitz meratzit. So and the blood and you discover that after Zrika, so the tzitz is not maratza. The tzitz doesn't affect acceptance. Nesha amru, because Chazal teaches hanazir v'osa pesach. When it comes to a nazir who has to bring his korbanot and a person who brings bringing the pesach, those are the two korbanot where you can't be a tamei mate to bring the korbanot, right? Nazir, if he's a tamei mate, it destroys his naziris before he brings the korbanot. And a person who brings the pesach, hatzitz maratze al tumar adam, the tzitz is maratze if the dam became tamei, vein hatzitz maratze al tumar aguf. The tzitz is not maratze for the tumah of the person. Tumar aguf means the person became tamei. Nitma tumara tahom hatzitz maratza. So here, I don't think we have tumara tahom yet in this machzor of Dafyomi, but tumara tahom is, let's say, somebody was skiing and then by himself and there was an avalanche and he's buried in the avalanche and nobody knew he was buried there. Nobody knew he was underneath there. And the person went over there and then he brings his korban or whatever, and then he discovers that he was actually tamei. So there's halachah l'moshami Sinai that if he's nitma b'tumah tahom, that the tzitz is maratza for that and affects acceptance of his korban. Okay, all right. Any questions on the Mishnah so far? All right, let's go further in the Gemara. All right, so the Gemara says tama denizrak v'acharkach noda. So focusing on the first halachah in the Mishnah, the person did zrika. He sprinkled the blood on the mizbeach. And then he found out that the korban was tamei. Says tama dinizrak v'charkach noda. The reason that it's good is because he did zrika, and then he found out that the korban was tamei. Aval noda v'charkach nizrak lo maratze. But if you knew that the korban was tamei and then you did zrika, so the tzitz is not maratze. That's the reasonable, conclusion from our Mishnah. Uraminu, this we pose a contradiction from the following brisa. The brisa says, "Amahat tzitz maratze." What does the tzitz bring affect acceptance for? Al hadam yilabasar v'lechelev, for blood, the blood you're going to sprinkle, and the basar is the meat you're going to eat, and the chelev is the portions burnt on the mizbeach shenitma that became tameim, which is what we're talking about. Bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid. We think it means with the kohen. Did the zrika b'shogeg, or he did it b'mezid? Bein ba'ones, bein b'ratzon. He was forced to do it, or he did it forcefully or willfully. Bein b'yachid, bein b'tzibur. Was it korban yachid or korban tzibur? So that's a stira. So if the shot in the brisa is, if the brisa is teaching me that if the kohen did it bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, whether he knew that the korban was already tamei, that's a contradiction from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that the tzitz is only maratze if he did the zrika and then he discovered that the korban was tamei. But from this price, it sounds like whether he even if he knew it was tamei, he went ahead, the tzitz is maratze. That's the stira. So Amar Ravina. So Ravina says the pshat and the price is not the way I just explained it. So Amar Ravina. Tumato bein b'shog bein b'mezid hurtza. The brisa means if it became tamei as a result of shogeg or mezid. It was an accident or intentionally became tamei. He says then it's hurtza. Then it's maratze zrikato. But the zrika is b'shogeg hurtza b'mezid lo hurtza. But the zrika has to be b'shogeg. If you know so Ravina reconciles the brisa with our Mishnah, and everything we think is okay now. Rabbi Shila Amar, Rabbi Shila says zrikato bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid hurtza. Rabbi Shila says no, he disagrees with that, and we'll have to reconcile the Mishnah in a minute. Shila says, Zrika told me Meshoge Bemezid Hurtza. If you did the Zrika and the Korban was Tame, whether you did the Zrika Meshoge, you did the Zrika Bemezid, it's affects acceptance. It means that you're Yotze, according to Rib Shila. Tumato Meshoge Hurtza, Bemezid Lo Hurtza. But as far as him becoming Tuma, or as far as the animal becoming Tame, it's only if the animal became Tame as a result of a shogeg. If the animal was intentionally, you know, somebody takes a dead sheretz and touches the animal, then lo hurtza. Okay, so that we understand Rav Shila Shita. Now we have to fit it into the Braisa and the Mishnah. Elahadik katani bein b'shogi bein b'meizid. So when the Braisa says bein b'shogi bein b'meizid, haki kamar nitma b'shogi guzrakho bein b'shogi bein b'meizid hurtza. So bein b'shogi bein b'meizid means the way I explained the Braisa originally, that the Kohen did the zrika, whether it's b'shogi or b'meizid, it's hurtza, it was accepted. B'hadik katani, and that we learned in our Mishnah, damshin is rak b'charkach noda. It says that if you did the Zrika and then you discovered that the Korban was Tame or the Dam was Tame, Tama de Nizrak v'acharkach noda, v'alnoda v'acharkach nizrak lo. So the reasonable implication is that it's only if you discovered afterwards, you discovered ahead of time not. So that's not what Rabbi Shila said. So he says, no, hu adin dafil noda v'acharkach nizrak. No, in Achinami, the same halacha would be if he knew about it ahead of time and he did Zrika. Either way, it's Hurtza, which is the way Rav Shila says it. Behind the Tani Nizrak v'acharkach noda, the reason the Tana teaches me the case where he did the Zrika and then he discovered it, even though it would be true just the opposite, Mishum Dabai Lamine Seifa, because he wants to really teach me the halacha and the Seifa of the Mishnah, which is Nitmah Haguf, if the Baalim become Tame, Ein Hatzitz Meratze, Da'afilu Nizrak v'acharkach noda, lo. In other words, the case that he really wants to teach me, I got problems with, is if the Baalim are Tameh, then even if you did Zrika and you discover it later, it's still not Maratza. In other words, you're up a creek. If the Baalim are Tameh, you know, and it's Pesach the Babatara, so you didn't do a kosher korban Pesach, even if you discovered, you know, after the Zrika. He says, so Katani Reishanami Nizrak v'acharkach noda. So in the Sefer, he wants to teach me, the real case he wants to teach me is Nit Mahaguf. In other words, if Nit Mahaguf of the Baalim, if the Baalim became Tameh, then even if you did the Zrika and then he discovered that the Baalim were Tameh, so it's still not Hurtza. That's the case he really wants to teach me. But because that's the case he wants to teach me, he borrows that fact pattern for the first case, which is about where the animal was Tameh. That's the case. Okay, let me just summarize again what we did, and we're running out of time. Okay, so let me just summarize, then we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts. So the Mishnah is discussing, really, for our purposes, two cases. One, where after the Shechita, the animal became Tameh. I have a Korban Pesach, I got my lamb, I'm in the Azara, the Beis HaMikdash. After I shech the lamb becomes Tameh. And then the Tana of the Mishnah teaches me that if you did the Zrika and afterwards you discover that the lamb is Tameh, Hurtz, the sitz affects acceptance of the Korban. And Mamela, the Baalim are Yotze, they're Korban, and nothing to worry about, even though they can't eat it, but it affects acceptance. So that's the way Ravina learns the Mishnah. Rav Shila learns that no, that even if you knew, even if the person knew that the Korban was Tame ahead of time, and then the Zrika nevertheless went ahead, it's still Hurtza. So why does he teach me the case of where it was you discovered afterwards? It's true even if you discovered it ahead of time. Why does he teach me that? So the Gemara says, yeah, but he was really wanted that fact pattern for Nizrak v'acharkach noda for the later case in the Mishnah. And the Sefer of the Mishnah, he talks about where the Baalim are Tame. So there where the Baalim are Tame, even there, it's never good. Even if you did the Zrika and then only then you discovered it, it's never good when the Baalim are Tame. Right? The Baalim are Tame, it's always going down tubes, according to Rabbi Shila. All right. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far?
So it would be that with the Cheftza, you have the Kulas, and with the Gavra, never. That's really what it is.
Right. That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. Okay.
And the Korban became Tame after? It's not like it became before and you found out after?
In other words, it became Tame before and then the Kohen discovers it afterwards. That's what it means.
So is there like,
in other words, it can't become Tommy. It's a very short, narrow window of opportunity. It can't become Tommy when it's alive. So it's only becoming Tommy after the Shechita. After the Shechita, the blood is taken, and then you have like, I assume the Zrika, Michael went through the whole daf with the blood, and then where's Michael? See, still here. But the and then so it became Tame. The Kohen didn't know about it. Maybe nobody knew about it. I don't know. Somebody.
Should have known about it?
What?
That's my question. What if he should have known about it?
So I don't know.
Constructive knowledge.
All right, I don't. What do you? Why should he have known?
I don't
about
have
it?
The case in my head.
Well, let's give you the case.
If he felt the
let's
way,
say, let's say there's a dead sheretz that fell on the nevela or on the animal, not on the nevela. The dead sheretz fell on the korban and became tameh. So the Kohen didn't know about it. How what's he supposed to check that there's I don't know. I don't really answer your question, but that's the quasi of the Gemara. Okay, let me go further. Now we're at the two dots. We're 10 lines from the bottom or 15 lines from the bottom on Peyamid Aleph. Okay, so nitma tumadatom mechuli. So in the end of the Mishnah, we said that if the Balaam were tameh from tumatzah to home, and they brought their korban that sits as meratze. It sits in Maratza. Now, Tumana to home, again, we said was, let's say, a body was under an avalanche. And then so it's Halakha L'Moshe Misinai, and the Korban is brought. And it's Halakha L'Moshe Misinai that he's Yotze the Korban out if it was Tumana HaTahom. Home. Okay? That's where it comes out. And then similarly with the Korban Pesach, if he discovers afterwards that he was Tami from Tumana HaTahom, home, he doesn't have to bring another Pesach. If he knows about it before the Korbanot, then all bets are off. But if he discovers it after the Korbanot are brought, then he's okay. All right? So back on the Gemara. So nitma tumana tomechulei. So by Ram Rachama, koinam ratze bekorbanotehen, huchlo tumana tomolo. Let's say it's the Kohen who's handling the service for the Manzir, the Kohen who's handling the service for the Korban Pesach, he, the Kohen, became Tamu. And we were talking up till now that the Balim, the Nazir, became Tamu with Tumas at home. That the owner of the Korban Pesach, they became Tamu with Tumas at home, and then they discovered after the Korban is brought. What if it's the Kohen became Tamu with Tumas at home, and he discovers it after the Avoda? He says, "Mi amrinan ki gemiri tumas atahom bebaalim bekohen lo gemiri." Do we say when we learned this halakha mashina sinai about tumas atahom, so it was only dispensation given to the baalim, not a dispensation given to the kohen? O dilma bezivcha gemiri lo shana bekohen lo shana baalim. Or maybe it was a halakha that was taught regarding the korban. Anybody that's connected with the korban, and the kohen is certainly connected to the korban, and so the dispensation is given to him as well. All right, so we're going to try to clear this up. So I'm a Rava Tashma. So Rava says we're going to try to bring a proof from the following Braisa. The Tani Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya taught the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Lo Amru Tumana Tahom Elamei Bilvad, that the heter of Tumana Tahom was only said by a dead body. So that's the end of the Braisa. So mate, Lemiute Mai. So he says, mate, what is it coming to exclude? Now the Gemara says, Lav Lemiute Tumana Tahom Desheretz. Is it not coming to exclude, or in other words, or is it coming to exclude Tumat Atom for Sheretz? That nobody knew there's a dead Sheretz underneath me, something like that. Uvamai Askinan, Inim Baalim, if we're talking about the Baalim, Uvaman, which Baalim? Now, the only ones where the Tuma is crucial when you bring a Korban is the the Korban for the Nazir and the Korban Pesach. Other Korbanot could be brought, usually, even though you're in a state of Tuma. So so he says, like, if we're talking about the Baalim, Uvaman, Ibn Azir, Mimahanebe, the Nazir, is the Nazir impacted by too much Sheretz? He says, Kiyamut made a lava, Marachmana. The Torah says if somebody dies, then he's in Gahak Tzuris, right? He has to start his Naziris over again. And he's at the end of his Naziris. He wants to bring his Korban. So if he's got with Tumas Tom, not Tumas Tom, let's say, you know, his friend takes a dead Sheretz, throws it at him, and he's got it. So is he impacted? No, it doesn't make a difference. He signed up for the Nazir program. Tumas Sheretz doesn't do anything one way or another way with him. He says, Ela Ba'osa Pesach. So by process of elimination, we must be talking about a Korban, a person who's bringing Korban Pesach. So Nichlamad Damar in Shochtin Vizorkin Altmei Sheretz. So that would work well, according to the opinion that holds that a Tame Sheretz, if a person is Tame Sheretz, we don't do Shechita and we don't do Zrika for him. So then we would have a Heter to say that it's only Betumas Mei, not Betumas Sheretz, and that would be teaching it to me. El Laman Damar Shoktim Zorkin Al Tame Sheretz, but according to the opinion that if you're Tame Sheretz, you can bring the Korban Pesach, and again, I explained that Amad Aleph, if you're too much Sheretz, so you go to the mikvah and then you'll be tower in time for the Seder that night and you'll be in good shape. It's just that you're Tame right now. The first opinion was hold that you have to be Tahor even when you bring the Korban Pesach. But the ones choked in and Zorkin and too much Sheretz, because you'll be in good shape for the Seder. So he says, what would the meaning of the Braisa be? They said they only said Tuma set home by a mate Bovad. So he says, Hashta Tuma Yidua Hutralo. So according to that opinion, he knows about the dead Sheretz touching him. Nevertheless, he's allowed to bring the Korban Pesach. Tuma to Tomlo Koshkin. Certainly Tuma to home he could bring it. So again, let's just focus. So the Braisa said that lo amru tumah tahom el lemeit bavad. They only said the din of tumah tahom by tmei meit. So it's excluding what? Too much sheretz would be the other thing. Would you have tumah tahom? So that's what we think. So but if I hold it, I could bring in the korban pesach in a case of amtami sheretz. Even without tumah tahom, I could bring it. So why would he be teaching me that it's only for tumah tahom, not for tumah tahom? Ella lav b'kohen. Is it not that it's talking about a kohen? That would make sense. If it's talking about a kohen, he says ushmamina hutrelo tumanatom. That would make sense. If we assume that tumanatom applies to a kohen can't be tamei when he does the avoda. So we're saying that the tumanatom is only matir him with his tumat mate, but not with the tumat sheretz. So he walked on. There was a dead sheretz underneath there. He didn't know. Nobody knew about it there. So then he has no dispensation for that. So that would be a raya that tumanatom does apply to a kohen. Okay, we only have a few minutes. Let's wrap. So Amar of Yosef lo. So Rav Yosef says no. That's not a good diuk. Leolam bebaalim uva pesach. So again, the way we have the diuk that we prove that tumah tahom applies to kohen. So if Yosef says, I don't think so. Leolam bebaalim uva pesach. I think that it's talking about the owner of the korban and it's talking about a korban pesach. Ulmiyute tumah tahom deziva. You said it's excluding tumah tahom desheretz and you couldn't come up. I think it's excluding tumah tahom deziva. We'll explain in a minute. But tumah tahom, so it means like this. If a person's a zav, a man, he has this flow. It's not semen, but he's got a flow coming out of him. So if he sees one day, then he's just tamei for the one day of tara. But if he sees 2 days in a row, then he has tumah for 7 days. He's tamei for 7 days. So we're talking about somebody, the seventh day for this zav is Erev Pesach. So he's about to exit his tumah. And then, but we don't know when he brings the Korban Pesach whether he's going to see another emission that day or not. So as of Erev Pesach, we don't know which way the wind is blowing. If he sees it later that afternoon, then he's Tamei, and now he's got to start his count over again. If he doesn't see it, he's good. So the Gemara is like equating this with Tumas Atom. I don't know where this. I don't know where he's holding with this situation. So it means, Let's say he sees later on in the afternoon of Erev Pesach. That's the case. One minute. Let me give you 1 second. 1 second. 1 second. Right. So he means let's say he doesn't see anything, but he's going to be able to bring the Korban tonight, but it's sort of like a type of tumas at home. We don't know where he's holding with this. That's the way Rashi understands it. Let me go back. He says this is in footnote 32 at about 5 lines to the bottom. If the Zav does have a discharge afterwards, it will emerge the time of the sacrifice he was Tame with Tumara Tahom of Ziva. So that's the way. So if he looks like he's about to go into Tara, and now bring the korban, and now he's going to have a discharge afterwards. So at the time the korban was brought, it's like a type of 2 months at home. We don't know which way the wind is blowing with this. Let's see back in the Gemara. So he says on the first wide line, in other words, 2 months at home ziva, there's no dispensation, and now he's not yotze his korban. So the Gemara says, "V'tumah tom deziva." So it doesn't teach me anything about kohenim, which is where I wanted to know. "V'tumah tom deziva lo maratza." You mean if it's tumah tom for ziva, there's no ritzui. "V'hatanya Rabbi Yosi Omer shomeret yom keneged yom shachatu b'zarku aleha." Let's say you have a woman during certain times of the month when she's nida. During other times of the month, she's a zava. So if she sees one day, she's shomeret yom keneged yom. She's 2 days, shomeret yom keneged yom. She's 3 days, then she does 7 days. So shomeret yom keneged yom, she's a zava katana. So sheshachtu b'zar kula. So she saw, you know, blood on Wednesday, and now Thursday's erev Pesach. Everybody's bringing their korban on Thursday. So they shechted a korban Pesach for her. B'sheni shalah, on the second day, that's that day. V'charkach ra'ato, and then she saw blood later that day. Eino chelot u'ptur min laso Pesach sheni. So she can't eat the korban Pesach that night because she's tamea, but she's p'tur from making a Pesach sheni. My taima la mishum de maratza tzitz. Is it not? Because the tzitz is maratza, the tzitz affects acceptance for it. So that would be the same case as the analogous case with a woman. So we said before that with that was the case of tumas at home, and the tzitz is not maratza. But here, according to Rabbi Yossi, one was a man, one's a woman. But with the woman, we think the tzitz is maratza. So is the shot doesn't seem like it's holding up well. So he says, the Gemara says on the third line, Amri lo, mishum d'ksav Rabbi Yossi, mikanu lahaba himetama. It's because Rabbi Yossi holds, mikanu lahaba himetama. Rabbi Yossi holds that mixes yom kikulo. And on the seventh day, it's shomer yom keneged yom. So she's doing one clean day. But mixes yom, she's already, according to Rabbi Yossi, in a state of tahara. Now, later that afternoon, she'll see blood. But right now, she's tahara. That's the way Rabbi Yossi understands it. He says, Vahat, so the Gemara says, Mikana lahaba himatama. So, Vahatanya, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi omer, Zabal shte riyot, shachtu v'zarku alav b'shvi shalo. If you have a zav who saw twice, and now they shechted and zrika for him on his seventh day, but harkach ra'a, and then afterwards he sees, you know, he has a discharge of ziva. V'chein shomer yom keneged yom, shachtu b'zarku leb sheni shalom, v'charkach ra'ato, reilu metabin mishkav moshav l'mafrei, retroactively they're tamei, b'turim v'so pesach sheni. So we were saying the tzitz is not maratza for these people. That's what we want to say. In other words, the tzitz has no role in affecting acceptance for them. What's going on is, according to Rabbi Yossi, mixes yom kikulo, and they're out of the tuma, and the Pesach, when it's brought, is brought in a state of tahara. But the Gemara is bringing down a brisa that says, no, that's not the way it works, that everything is tamei l'mafreya. So he says, so how can it be p'tur of maso pesheni? So amri, mai l'mafreya mid rabbanan. What does it mean l'mafreya? It means on a rabbanan level. V'afra boshu savar mitamei l'mafreya mid rabbanan. And Rabbi Yossi also holds l'mafreya mid rabbanan. Okay, let's just summarize what we did and then we can wrap it up. All right. So the Mishnah taught me this chiddush, which is a halach l'moshe misinai of tumat ha-tahom, that if a person, unbeknownst to him, when he brings the korban Pesach, was tamei with tumas hatahom, and then afterwards he discovers that, oh, I didn't realize, I went over a place X where there was apparently a dead body underneath it. Nobody knew about this dead body. Notwithstanding that, he doesn't have to bring another korban Pesach. So then the Gemara said, is there a dispensation for a kohen who was tamei with tumas hatahom? So do we say, what was halacha l'moshe misinai? Is it only the balim, or is it anything connected with the korban? So the Gemara quoted a brisa from Rabbi Chia, and the brisa said that lo amru tumas tahom el lumeit bavad. There's only tumas tahom by a maid, and we said, what is that coming to exclude? We thought it's coming to exclude too much sheretz. No tumas tahom by too much sheretz. So we said, let's say a whole too much sheretz could bring a korban Pesach. So what is it coming to exclude with Tumas HaTahom? So he said it must be coming to exclude Konim. Konim have a dispensation of Tumas HaTahom, but not by Tumas Sheretz. So if that would be the pshat, then I'm home free. Then the Gemara says, no, it's going back. It's talking about the different type of Tumas HaTahom. It's talking about Tumas HaTahom for Ziva. We said that Azav, on the seventh day of his Tahara process, he's like he's got like Tumas HaTahom. He doesn't know which way the wind is going to blow with him. So if he brings a Korban Pesach that day, we wanted to say that, and then he sees you know his Ziva later that afternoon after the Korban Pesach is brought, that the tzitz is not meratza. That's what we think. So nothing to do with the Kohanim, but the tzitz doesn't bring him ritsui. Doesn't bring effect to the acceptance of his Korban. Is that true? And then the Gemara quotes a brisa from Rabbi Yossi that in Hakinami, it is a good korban. So the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yossi's working with a different idea. There's a machloket about this. Rabbi Yossi's working mixes yom kikulo. The last day of your Tahara process, mixes yom is kikulo, and he regards you as being in a state of Tahara. So, and then if you become Tame, then you're Tame. But he views you as a state of Tahara. The Chachamim disagree, but he views you in a state of Tahara. So the Gemara says, is that right? But Rabbi Yossi says, you're Tame the Mafreya. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's only on a Drabanan level. But really, you were Tame, just you were really Tahor at the time the Korban Pesach was brought. So the Gemara wants to say that that it's not that it's Tumas HaTahom Tziva Lo Meratzeh. So it's nothing to do with the Tzitz being Meratzeh for the Zavim. Okay, Blin Nero, I'll go over this again tomorrow. Okay, but any questions, comments, or thoughts generally on what anything we did tonight? Yeah, it's rough. Okay, let me end the recording. Let me end recording. One second. Let me end recording. Where's recording? Okay.